Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It has been indeed a
How
pleasure.
How about it for Marie Bugg?
Hey, thank you. I couldn't have did this without him, so we appreciate it very much. Thank y'all very much.
I'm going to do something just a little bit unusual here. It's not every day that someone like Marie Buggs can find as fine an accompanist as Royce Rocher. Would you please give him a special hand for the good work he does? We also, while the setup is in progress, would like to thank the Department of Natural Resources, the state of, and the Florida Park Service for their cooperation and care in co-producing, and we mean just that, co-producing the Florida Folk Festival. The center, as you know, is a state park, and the staff here, which is administered by Captain Miller, has done an admirable job in helping realize all of the good times and the smooth sailing that we've enjoyed here at the 33rd incarnation of the Florida Folk Festival. How about a nice hand, please, for Captain Miller's staff and Florida Park Service and the Department of Natural Resources. And while you're at it, you'd best, well, let me put it this way. When I first played the Florida Folk Festival in 1960, which makes me a comparative newcomer, I believe that, well, we were over on the old marble stage, and we had about a 20-watt Bogan amplifier and a couple of RCA microphones and some stereo speakers nailed to the trees. And they were connected to the power head by a lamp cord. And for lights, some of the old boys would take turns running their Jeep Wagoneers back to the rear and putting the high beams on. So we've come a long way, and all of the musicians sincerely appreciate the good sound here, and that is administered by Every Man Sound of Gainesville. How about giving them a good hand, too? This will be the first visit for Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters. Now, with a name like that, they have flat got to be good. They consist of Whitey Markle, Marty Schumann, whom you heard earlier today, and Beth Daly. Their music is a splendid blend of conservation-oriented Florida folk music. How about a warm hand for the Swamp Rooters?
Great introduction, Gamble. I've never had one quite that good. I'm going to tell you how nervous I am. Look here, I went out and bought a brand new white shirt just for the occasion. Reminds me of when I got ready to graduate from the third grade. I was so nervous I couldn't hardly shave. We're from around, down around Gainesville. If y'all ever get a chance to come down there, come to the Frontier Cattle Company. We're there every weekend. Professor of the banjo and international champion on the auto harp, Marty Schumann on my right. Hi. Beth Daly right here stroking that stand-up bass. She's my girlfriend. And I'm Whitey Markle. We're going to sing some that I wrote for you now. Thank you.
I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. Got to leave this prison behind. I woke up last night, rabbit fever on my mind. My mama came creeping into my burning eyes. Mama came creeping into my burning eyes. My mama came creeping in my burning eyes. Should have been listening instead of telling lies. Mama came creeping into my burning eyes. I went to the hack, said, hack, put me in the box. I want to go home. I went to the hack, said, hack, put me in the box. I went to the hack, said, put me in the box. I'm so tired of digging and picking this rock. I went to the hack, said, hack, put me in the box. I'm so tired of working this chain gang, getting old. So tired of working, the chain gang's getting old. I'm so tired of working and it's getting old. Gonna get myself a bush parole. I'm so tired of working, this chain gang's getting old. Thank you, that's the first one. There was a beautiful hill just north of Old Keller, and it was covered with Florida pines. It was a meller place for a feller who was sentenced to doing his time. That hill, it was covered with short needle pine trees that grew so pretty and tall. That old south wind kept the whispering through the pine trees, little brothers, you're going to fall. Please, Mr. Wainwright, don't you build no more prisons. Don't you build no more 8x10 cells. The convicts are killing the pines down in Lowell. They'll be burning you down in hell.
Marty Schumann on the auto harp.
They kept descending, the men and the women. The prisons was growing too small. That old south wind kept a whispering through the pine trees, little brothers, you're going to fall. They started cutting and chopping and digging and building those penitentiaries. They covered that hill with those sterile white buildings, destroyed all those pretty pine trees. Please, Mr. Wainwright, don't you build no more prisons. Don't you build no more 8x10 cells. The convicts are killing the pines down in Lowell. They'll be burning you down in hell. They'll be burning you down in hell.
Thank you. That's the one that brought me up here. Appreciate that. Will McLean heard that down in Gainesville many years ago and encouraged me to keep writing, and also told these people up here about me. And finally, we got a spot, and it's gotten better and better every year. And I want to really thank these people for the spot we got this year. And I quit writing prison tunes because they're not really that popular. They're pretty, but they're not that popular. And I started writing environmental tunes, which is really where my heart is. I wrote this one called The Song of the Lake because I live down there on Orange Lake, so far back in the woods that the airboat guys don't know I live there, and they try to drive them in my house. So I wrote this song called Song of the Lake, and it's a beauty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you come through the marsh, o'er the reeds and the pads, for the gators and the frogs you explore. But unlike the marsh hawk, so silent and peaceful you invade with a deafening roar. Oh, you sit there and you play with your toy, so fearful it's control and its power that you see. You unleash your contraption on this heavenly marshland you never see, the destruction that you wreak. Mister, won't you shut down that awful machine and listen to the song of the lake? The osprey, the blue pea, die dapper, and blackbird, it's a song only nature can make. For 2 million years, we've lived by the water without your infernal machine. We caught the sweet fishes, hunted the marshes and the lakes. Murky water was clean. So you crashed through the nests of the birds of the marsh with your airboat so fearful and loud. You scare all the critters with your engine so harsh, your invasion should not be allowed. And mister, won't you shut down that awful machine and listen to the song of the lake? The osprey, the blue pea, die dapper, and blackbird, it's a song only nature can make. It's a song only God can make.
It's a pretty one. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wondered how people felt about that. Now I know. Appreciate it. I got one now that you're even going to have to reach further to understand. I live in North Marion County on the south shore of Orange Lake, which is a county line. I don't know if y'all know much about that territory, but the place is getting plumb eat up with these big corporations buying land up, scraping it off, putting up the creosote fences, and making horse farms. So I wrote this tune about it. Naturally, being a protesting folk singer, I wrote this tune. It's called Creosote Cemeteries.
You ask me why do I cry when eagles scream in the sky, and I know you wonder too why I moaned when the wood ducks flew. I know you just can't understand my love for the water and the land. You'll certainly never know why I'd rather see rattlesnakes grow and stand by and watch as they scrape the smilax, the elm, and the grape, just to throw up those creosote fences, the wrought iron and concrete benches, just to worship those thoroughbred steeds and their creosote cemeteries. There once was a time when these steeds provided for working men's needs. They walked and they pushed and they plowed, but not for the big money crowd. They poked out a doggie or two, snake logs with the lumbering crews. They tugged the big guns of the war. These steeds are not needed no more. I won't stand by and watch as they scrape the smilax, the elm, and the grape, just to throw up those creosote fences, the wrought iron and concrete benches, and worship those thoroughbred steeds in their creosote cemeteries. Just to worship those thoroughbred steeds in their creosote cemeteries.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good to hear that kind of a reaction. Us folk singers are not that popular nowadays. Marty's going to switch back to the auto harp, and we're going to do one that I wrote down there. I was so broke I couldn't hardly stand it, didn't have no friends left, and I decided I was going to write a song that would go down in the annals. I believe that's the word.
That's not the word.
It's not the one. Of Florida folk history, and believe me, folks, that's right where this one has gone. We sent it to Nashville, but it ended up in Lebanon Station. But the song's called Cracker Stomp, and in order to write a true folk song, my theory has always been make it simple, you know, keep it simple. And so in order to do this thing, well, I learned this thing from a buddy of mine. When I was about 12, I had a buddy named Johnny Shiver in Jacksonville, and we called it the Johnny Shiver Shuffle back then. What you do is you find you a piece of rusty tin that's laying over some rolled-up stock wire, where a truck's run over it or something. And if you step on that tin, it goes like that. Well, Johnny Shiver jumped accidentally on that roll of stuff one day, and from then on, we had the Johnny Shiver Shuffle. Back to the Cracker Stomp. It's a real simple, simple dance. Everybody can do it. You simply lift your foot and drop it back down to the ground. Don't lift them both at the same time, but... I'm just another old cracker boy born down in the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy, it's called the Cracker Stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and roam. My feet start to jumping up and down, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp down in the swamp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. There's one thing you see about my little song, it has no rhythm or rhyme. You might do it short, but you can do it long, cause you do it different every time. The same thing applies to the muddy old feet when they start to dancing along. There ain't no right way to do my song, and you sure can't do it wrong. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp down in the swamp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. I said my feet start jumping, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Yeah, the Cracker Stomp. All right, we're going to do one now that I didn't write, but one we love to do. Being swamp rooters, we always like to do one about one of the barnyard critters. So we chose this one for you. It's called Cluck Old Hen. It's a real good tune. Professor always gets in the Moxamalillian mode or something over there. And we're going to play it. It's an Appalachian mode is what it is.
It just means you get your instrument a little out of tune there.
Did I tell y'all about his dog? That is that's the craziest looking dog I've ever seen. He told me. What kind of dog did you say it was?
That's a police dog.
A police dog?
Yeah.
Marty, that dog's half Chihuahua and half pit bull, if I ever seen one.
That's a real police dog.
Real police dog?
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's undercover.
We're in plain clothes, huh?
Plain clothes.
Cluck, cluck. My
My old hen's a good old hen. She lays eggs for the railroad men. Sometimes eight, sometimes ten. That's enough for the railroad men. Cluck, cluck. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing, ain't laid an egg since way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall, ain't laid an egg since way last fall. Cluck, cluck. Cluck old hen, cluck and beg, got that old hen by the leg. Cluck old hen, she clucked a lot, got that old hen in the pot. Cluck, cluck.
Good night, folks.
Thank you very much.
All right. This will surely be the tenderest moment of the festival for me. It is my happy task at this point to introduce Florida's Black Hat Troubadour, Will McLean. Now, I'm going to say a few words before he comes out. I first met Will in Tallahassee in 1960 when Paul Champion and I and our friend Chuck Glore went up to put into operation a coffee house, which we called the Baffled Knight. K-N-I-G-H-T, after an old Elizabethan broadside ballad. The people in Leon County began calling us the Baffled Knights, which was prophetic and probably quite appropriate. And one afternoon, about 10 days after we had begun operation, a man simply came in off the street, said he'd like to sing some songs, picked up a guitar. He had a Pendleton shirt on and a watch cap, and sang the loveliest and most poetic folk songs that I'd ever heard, and they were all about my state of Florida. And it was only then that I was introduced to the phenomenon of a contemporary songwriter spontaneously composing songs which were immediate candidates for the oral tradition. It was Will McLean. One of the remarkable things about it is that in the 25 years that have ensued, he has continued to produce work of very high order. Tonight, he is joined, I'm happy to say, by myself, but by my old partner, Paul Champion, who is a virtuoso banjoist and guitarist. And rather than dwell on superlatives, because Paul has always played with the very best, I'd just like to say that he is the very first person that I ever heard make pure sense out of a fretted instrument. So how about a wonderful welcome for these two old friends, Will McLean, Paul Champion. They're joined by Marty Schumann, Chief Jim Billy, Don Grooms,
good evening.
Better than I get it.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Us stars ain't used to these fancy microphones. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say that it is probably the greatest honor I have known in 25 years of coming to this Florida Folk Festival to have two beautiful human beings that we started out together, God, so many years ago. We've got one of the finest young Americans, Chief James Billy of the Seminole people of Florida. We have an artist of the top caliber who writes many, many great songs, and I had the honor to be the first to come on this stage at White Springs with this man, Don Grooms. We'd like to tell you a little story about the 1928 flood that drowned a good many people. The wild wind sweeping out of the West Indies virtually lifted the water out of the lake bed of the Okeechobee Lake, cast it down onto the adjacent countryside, and 4,000 people were drowned. This is called Hold Back the Waters. I'd like to dedicate this thing of ours to two of the great ladies of the Florida Folk Festival, Thelma Bolt and Barbara Beecham.
Was in the late 20s that there come a big flood. It drowned 4,000, their grave was a mud. 'Twas nothing could withstand that great tidal wave, and the ghost of the vanished still cry from the grave. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, where Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Seminole left there in haste and with speed. Their wise words of warning were given no heed. When the waters receded, great God, what a sight. Men, women, and children turned black as the night. Lord, hold back the waters of Lake Okeechobee, for Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. When wild winds are blowing across Okeechobee, they're calling and seeking for other poor souls. Oh, Lake Okeechobee's blue waters are cold. Now Lake Okeechobee is calm and serene. The land all around it is fertile and green. But the people get fearful when the wild winds do roam.